This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, March 20th. Well, we have a nice little rebound in the market right now. So what's happening is it shows that when liquidity comes in, it does start to lift all boats. And obviously the big news over the weekend was that the Federal Reserve, the Bank of Canada, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, the Swiss National Bank, and the Bank of Japan all issued a joint statement on Sunday that they would switch from weekly to daily auctions of U.S. dollars in an effort to, quote-unquote, ease strains in global funding markets. So essentially, because of the strains from Credit Suisse and worries about other banks, they just want to be able to settle everything ASAP. And the dollar is the biggest international currency out there. And in all Canada, the dollar's an oasis. So this is good news for the U.S. Now, because of all this global banking stress, Goldman Sachs actually lowered their forecast for Brent crude oil to $94.50 in the anticipation we're going to have a hard economic landing. Now, what's interesting is China's consumption of crude oil dropped off quite a bit, but now it's picking up. So I'm not so sure I agree with Goldman on this. To me, oil is very simple. Demand goes up in the spring, it peaks in the summer months, and then it goes back down in the fall. So the real question is, what is oil going to be Memorial Day weekend, July 4th, Labor Day, etc.? It will definitely be going up because we have record worldwide demand right now. And and Russia is interesting. Their crude oil shipments are running about 3.23 million barrels a day through March 17th. That's this month. But they said they'd cut production about 500,000 barrels. It hasn't really shown up yet. About 90,000 barrels have dropped off. But it does take a long time to get oil from Siberia to the Caspian Sea and Baltic Sea. So we'll see. So we'll keep an eye on that. You know, Russia might have been trying to talk up oil. And speaking of Russia, of course, President Xi in China is now in Russia, will be there through Wednesday. And it'll be interesting if he tries to sway about Vladimir Putin to have some sort of a ceasefire or peace agreement with Ukraine. What's happening is the G7 is now sanctioning Chinese companies that do business with Russia. So China, it's in China's best interest to get this war over. Because obviously China's a very big economic engine, and they don't want their companies sanctioned. So it'll be interesting to see if they emerge as a peacemaker. Now, if you're wondering why we're not trying to become a peacemaker, it's because we've accused Russia of war crimes. You probably heard that International Criminal Court has an arrest warrant out for Vladimir Putin. And when you accuse somebody of atrocities and war crimes, that negotiation has become very, very difficult, especially when we keep saying the objective is to defeat Russia because NATO's providing a lot of aid to Ukraine. But this has profound implications around the world. You know, there are a lot of raw materials that come from Russia, you know, aluminum, neon, titanium, I go on and on. And they do most of the nuclear reprocessing. I don't know if you remember, we gave most of our nuclear reprocessing to a Canadian company, which then subbed it out to Russia. So, you know, it's going to be interesting if there can be a disconnect. In the meantime, Europe has disconnected from Russia as far as crude oil is concerned. The only country getting Russian crude oil is Bulgaria, and they're getting a lot less than they used to. They're on the Caspian Sea, of course. It's interesting. We're exporting crude oil like crazy. It's, as you may know, it's very cold for much of the United States. Even in Florida, where I am right now, it's shockingly cold. But, of course, Floridians are kind of weenies when it comes to temperature. But the truth of the matter is that that's good for natural gas demand. Our LNG exports are running hot. So I kind of like how things are firming up here. I also especially like the fact that the two-year Treasury bond yield has gone from 506 to 383. The 10-year bond has gone from 366 to 342. I did see it under 3.4 for a while. So we do think the Fed's going to raise key interest rates 0.25% on Wednesday, and I am expecting a dovish FOMC statement. And I think we could have a huge rally on that because it's not so much what the rate increases. It's just we all just want to know the Fed is done. So hopefully enough evidence has emerged that the Fed can finally start tapping on the brakes and stop their rate hikes. And that's all we need. We just need some clarity. But as we step back and look at things, the U.S. is the oasis. Apparently, we're growing over 3% this quarter. We'll see what the Atlanta Fed's revisions are here later this week. But all I can tell you, it's looking awfully good. And I'm happy to see the liquidity return to the market. Now, I do want to remind everybody, the liquidity pulses in and out of the market, okay? So we may have liquidity today, down the road we may not, but it'll come back in a few days. You know, it's a natural oscillation. But Wednesday's going to be a big deal, 2 o'clock Eastern time, that FOMC statement. Hopefully Chairman Powell won't screw up his press conference, okay? But it'd be very reassuring. And then I think we have durable goods on Friday. So a lot of news coming this week. Hang in there. Enjoy the rebound, folks. You deserve it. And I'll keep updating the podcaster in Fastmark conditions. Take care, everybody.